Good afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening to this. Gone Wild Audio. This is Howby doing the mixer questionnaire by Miss, the delicious, lovely Mrs. Miss. Okay, I'm just going to do this bit of a blind reading, so expect rambles. Okay. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Post tags matter. They are everything. They are the alpha and the omega. The title usually doesn't have much to do with my decision to listen to an audio, but it can help if it's got the tags I'm looking for. How much time do you spend making, editing an audio? On average, I'd say, and it depends on the script or if I'm just improvising it, which I've only done one of those so far. I'd say the script gets a few rereads of a line, and depending on the script again, the average length script would be probably anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes, and then doing the editing, that's time included. What are the pros and cons of recording? Pros and cons. Pros. I am not, shall we say, I don't have to take pictures of myself, though I'd say I'm fairly attractive. I don't have to find the right lighting and, like, clean my room, and, you know, just get into these crazy poses and wear these outfits, and it's like, what if I'm bloated today or something, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Recording, you have a bit more flexibility to just be able to do it when the time affords you. And that would be the con, is I live in a house with other people, and if I want to do a recording where, say, there are sexual noises, etc., or just a lot of, like, very adult language, then I have to wait until there are less people in the house or no people in the house for me to feel really comfortable with recording. If I had my own place, this would not be a problem at all. So that would be the con. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? I'd say fear play. I hadn't really... Let me take a sip of water here. Fear play. I hadn't really considered that as a kink before, maybe because it's underrepresented in other porn mediums like videos, or at least it looks really cheesy when it's done that way. Yeah, so fear play is a good one. It's fear play and knife play. Do you like the sound of your own voice? Sometimes. I really wish I had a lower voice, because when I go, I don't know, when I go lower with my voice, I sound kind of scratchy, I think. I don't know. Other people seem to like my voice, so I'll trust their opinions, but I have my own opinion, and I'm alright with my voice sometimes. Which kind of audio is your favorite? Anything that's not just a I'm jacking off or I'm getting off with a Hitachi audio. Sorry, I'm just not into those. I really like ones with a plot, with a beginning, middle, and end. Or if it's a series, then if it has different parts and a progression. Context has a big role to play in just my enjoyment of an audio. Do you have any regrets about clips you've made? A couple of my earlier ones. I'd say I wish I had the microphone I have now when I did them. Before, I was recording on an app on my tablet, and it sounded absolutely awful. And then, other than that, I had this puny little Chinese microphone attached to my laptop, and that was shit too. And then this one is a, I don't even know what it's called, a Samsung? Not Samsung, Samson. I don't know how much it costs. I gotta ask the person I'm borrowing it from. But yeah, it's got its own little stand. It's a nice microphone. a microphone I've used in the past before I started making recordings was it's called the Blue Snowball, and that one's really high quality, and there's a reason why it's like a $60 microphone. If you have the money to invest in it, I'd suggest it. Okay, I'm rambling. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush?
I'd say Coyote Says. That would be my Gone Wild audio crush. And I know you're listening to this. He's always listening to my stuff. So we have a little bit of a symbiosis. Okay.
Would you have sex while a porno is being played?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if it's like good stuff, I wouldn't do it to just some like, really trashy, oh, fuck yeah, fucking yeah, fuck me in the fucking pussy hole, you know, that kind of porno. It'd have to be maybe like, X Art. Oh, God. If you haven't watched X Art, watch it. It's just the epitome of beautiful pornography.
Okay, what is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone or with someone else?
I'd say the time I had a foursome with my ex and then my friend and her boyfriend. And it was just, oh my God. Like, for some reason, this idea came up during a party and there were other people in the house and it was a small apartment. So we were all fucking and being noisy in the little bedroom, just like 10 feet away from like everyone else, and then the bed broke, and that was the end of that. And then everybody came in and they saw the bed and they're like, oh man, you guys were having a good time in there. And it was it was a little embarrassing. It took me a while to get over that. And then I found out that my friend had gotten a hold of all of the pictures. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't deleted them until like 2 years later. So great, he had like sexual pictures of me, and I didn't know until I went through his computer. Bastard. Okay. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? Lying isn't wrong, it's just what you're lying about, which determines whether it is inherently wrong or. White lies, definitely okay. We can't be honest with each other 100% of the time. It would be impossible. Feelings would be hurt. I'd say you hear lies more than you hear truth, in your daily interactions with people. Especially on the internet. I mean, come on. Like, just how many fact checkers there have to be. There's an entire subreddit called, you know, Quit Your Bullshit. And it just proves how willing people are to lie. And I'd say if it's not hurting someone, then just lie away. I don't give a shit, you know. I lie all the time.
Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Both! ¿Por qué no los dos? Motherfucker. What's the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off?
I would definitely say that just in terms of, I think the weirdest time, and this is going to sound really basic bitch material to other people, getting off with my left hand was completely unexpected. Like, I've always had to use my right hand. The left hand just doesn't seem to work. Even with toys, I can't just use a toy and do it with my left hand. It has to be my right hand because it, you know, gets the right angle. But I got off with my left hand one time. And maybe this is less common of a problem with men than it is with women just because of our anatomy. But, yeah, it was, completely different. Just, I mean, astronomically, it was like a completely different kind of orgasm, which was fantastic. What is the fastest way to get you to come? If I'm in a position where I have to do sort of like a sit up, like, isn't it called like a core orgasm or something like that? That's like the fastest way. That, and I don't own a Hitachi, but I use a pocket rocket, and that has like a really good motor on it, though I need to replace mine, because it's been through some heavy use. That's like the fastest. And then put on some just, I mean, fucking humiliation porn or something. That stuff's just, oh man. All right, what is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Poor hygiene. If I see you not washing your hands after you use the bathroom, if I see that your teeth are like yellowish or brown, maybe if it's the middle of the day and you've been eating, okay. But if it's like, you know, a date or something and you haven't even like brushed your teeth and then your breath smells, it's just disgusting. If your clothes look like they haven't been washed in a while, if you're wearing something really ratty. Again, personal appearance and hygiene. You know, I don't care about someone's, like, weight so much, though there is, like, you know, there is a balance between, like, okay, you have a couple pounds and you look, like, really unhappy and unhealthy with yourself, then that can be a turnoff, too. You know, I've been plenty attracted to people who aren't, like, super buff or super skinny or whatever, but, you know, if you look like you're unhappy with yourself, that I can't help you. I can't be turned on by you. Alright, moving on. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Huh? Oh, this is sort of a strange question. My favorite place to come, probably the shower? Or have someone come on you. I it sounds terrible. I really like semen on my face because it like makes my skin feel really smooth after. It's my beauty regimen, don't judge. Alright. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? I like trance, like electronic trance, just something with a nice steady bass line, something that kind of just sets like a really ambient mood. That's my favorite music to fuck to. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? If you are mentally and physically close with someone, it's just human nature to want to fuck. Though, I'd say that sex shouldn't be necessary to keep yourself happy in a relationship, but it can help. So say, like, you know, your boyfriend and you haven't had it in a while, that it might be emotionally straining to certain people, but I think that if you really love someone, then you'll want to have sex with them. Unless, say, you're, like, sick or unable to physically for whatever reason. You want to share, like, your body and you want to share, you know, just that feeling, like, those really good feelings. So I guess, yeah, that would be my answer. What do you prefer to be called or say? Master is, like, I'll call him Master. Sir is kind of eh. I mean, it sounds a little, I've, you know, worked customer service too much to really want to say, oh, yes, sir. Okay, sir. And then I would be called Pet or, Pet. Slut? No. Or maybe, the pet is my favorite. Okay. Are you more of a moan, a screamer, a grunter, growler, or silent? When the situation allows me to be louder or vocal, then I do like to moan. I can be silent, but I'd like to be silenced. Like, say I have a gag or something. Whimpering, mewling, that kind of stuff. I like to make noise when I can. When was the worst time you've ever been turned on? Worst time. I think at one point I was just like going about my day doing stuff with friends, and I was like, I couldn't get a certain sexual encounter out of my head like the whole day. So I'm just going around shopping with them, and I'm, you know, getting pounded in my head. I was a little awkward because I kind of lose trains of thought and drift off and daydream. And yeah. What's your most extreme fetish? Oh, time to learn a little something about how B. I mentioned it when I did the talk too. I have a piss fetish. I'm developing a fetish for anal. I have a, shall we say, subjugation of women / breeding fetish. So, like, I guess that would fall hand in hand with pregnancy, impregnation. That one's really big. But, I mean, not something I would want to see acted out, obviously, but a nice fantasy. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? Ooh. Well, if I'm embarrassed to admit it, I wouldn't admit it. Something I'd want to try in bed. I guess in terms of if I was talking to a new partner about it, not someone who's established, getting pissed on is sort of a extreme thing for a lot of guys. Or one thing, and then yeah, that's and then I like to piss myself, so yeah. Sorry for people who think that's gross. I don't judge your fetishes. All right, let's see. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yeah, a little bit. I don't like to see, like, really extreme stuff, like, hanging by your hair. Like, that's awful. But yeah, like, a little bit of hair pulling is good. I have short hair, so it's not as easy. Do you enjoy bondage? I really enjoy the concept of bondage, and I think I would enjoy being restrained. My ex was really lame about that stuff. Even though he said he wanted to do master slave roleplay, he never committed to, like, even handcuffing me really that much, or, like, tying me up, or doing anything. So, I haven't experienced it yet, but, I'm really hoping to do that soon. Are you into playing with hot wax? Again, I haven't gotten that done to me, so I don't have a reference level, but I think I would enjoy it. Have you ever been with someone older than? I haven't had sex with someone older than, but I've been, like, in, I've definitely made out, done heavy petting with someone much older than myself, and it was fantastic. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes, I have. I enjoy it quite a bit. I love women. Have you ever tried anal? Anal sex wasn't my thing. Anal toys are my thing. Have you ever been double penetrated? Not by a couple of guys, but I have done it with toys, and it's a good experience. I like it. I enjoy it. Have you ever had sex in public? I don't think so. do you like being handled roughly? Yes, 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 and yes. Are you very verbal in bed? I'd say I'm more compliant. I'll answer questions when they're asked me. I will say what I'm told to say. I'm very obedient. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? It matters what kind of pain. I'm not into lasting physical harm. I think, I don't know. In terms of, like, light pain, like, say, spanking, yes, very much yes. Giving it, maybe, like, spanking another girl. I wouldn't want to cause, I don't like the idea of causing harm to someone else, sorry. What's your favorite item for spanking? Hand or a belt? Okay. What's the worst porn you've ever watched? Besides the beautiful masterpiece that is pterodactyl porn? Probably, Mr. Starfish. And if you don't know what that is, I don't know if you want to know what that is. Okay. What's the weirdest fetish you ever heard of? This was in an Ask Reddit thread at some point, and it's the video collections of girls with broken down cars. It's a thing, apparently. They just take pictures or they film these girls having car problems, and they're, like, usually wearing high heel shoes and, like, getting stuck in the mud, etc., etc., and not being able to fix their problems. This is so weird, but I love it. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? Jack off on everything. See how much cum I could collect in a day. And then try and fuck a bitch. That's what I'd do. Okay. What do you wish had been invented? What do you wish you had invented? The Hitachi. Oh my god. It's so fucking popular. I'd be fucking rolling in money right now. What would you do in life? You do not need to work for money. Art. You know, I really enjoy art. I want to turn it into my profession, so I guess that's sort of not an answer, but it's my answer. Do you have any scars? I have a couple from my cat when she launched herself off my hand. So I have, like, a big scar running down my arm from where, oh my god, it hurt so bad when she did it. I also have one on my stomach from a tick that I, had on me for, like, several hours and hadn't realized, and I ripped it out. It's like a little circle. And then I have one on my, my left wrist, and it's from, I'd gotten a scab, and I kept, and this was when I was younger, I kept picking it, because I'm like, oh no, it's not healing, I got, and it's so itchy, blah, blah, blah. And this kept on going for months, and now I just have, like, this little dot on my left wrist. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I guess the word kids. You know, be good kids. I refer to people, instead of, like, sport or schlick or slugger, I say kids. Buddy. My user's name. Okay. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? I like to laugh every day. I just like to see the joy in life and... No, okay, I'm rambling again. I'd say a couple days ago, at least from the point where I made this recording. I can't remember the exact situation, but... I have a lot of really... amazing, fun friends, and they always have something crazy to talk about. How do you feel about aliens, ghosts, real or not? Aliens, I mean, it's a mathematical impossibility that there aren't aliens. I don't know if they've been to our planet or not. It's a possibility, but it's, you know, they're out there. The truth is out there. Ghosts, I'd say that there's a high possibility of ghosts existing, and I've had, like, a couple of experiences where it's like I know something's been, like, watching me, or at least I've had that feeling. So, that's my answer there, and that was a really long questionnaire. And think that should be it. I'm not going to repeat myself on anything. So, if you've made it this far, you have a great day. You just stay beautiful. And hope the semester's going well for everybody so far. And work's going good. And that you're getting lots of time with your loved ones and your pets. And just...